Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael's in North Ridgeville, going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. It was a sugar cookie latte. I just wanted to correct myself in there because it would drive me crazy. All right, not that you care, Michael, but I just wanted to say that. Now, ask Jen to leave the room, and that'll start the game, buddy.
Okay, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck to you, Michael.
All right. Producer Stevie will not be leaving the room. She's keeping track of the score. As Jen leaves the room, you know how the game works. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. There is a timer involved. Just make sure you get the answer in before you hear the buzzer. When you are done, we'll grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio, and it's time for her to answer those same 5 questions. If you have answered more correctly than Jen, then you have won the game. All right, here we go. Question number 1. As I mentioned, producer Stevie, keep a track of the score. We're going to begin with Timothy Chalamet. Discussed his relationship with Kylie Jenner in a new Vogue cover story, and he hinted that maybe the next step would be starting a family, and maybe that is in their future. Does Timothy Chalamet have any children? Yes or no?
No.
Let's go with question number 2. Grammy nominations, they're coming out today. Sabrina Carpenter, Chappell Roan, and Morgan announced the nominations on a live stream that happens at 11 a.m. And, of course, we'll have all that info on Monday's show. Which of these songs is not a Sabrina Carpenter song? Please, 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 Sports Car, or Espresso?
Sports Car.
Question number 3. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony happening tomorrow night. This year, it's not here. It's in L.A. You can watch, by the way, on all Disney Plus starting at 8 p.m. Name any band or any group or any solo artist that was inducted in last year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class.
Oh, man. Last year.
I'm sorry, there's the timer. We're going to move to question number 4. The first trailer is out for Michael. It is the upcoming Michael Jackson biopic starring his real-life nephew. By the way, that will be released on April 24th of 2026. Michael Jackson was how old when he passed away? Now, your guess needs to be within 2 years of that age.
Okay, 50.
Question number 5. Netflix just dropped the teaser for Stranger Things Tales from 85. So this is a brand new spinoff. It's described as, and I quote, in the winter of 1985, where the original characters must fight new monsters and unravel a paranormal mystery, end quote. Give me just one of any of the top 5 highest grossing movies of the year 1985.
Back to the Future.
Oh, let's go Back to the Future as a guess for question number 5. We'll see how you did with that. Jen has to answer those same 5 questions right after this song on Star 102. Jen's back in the studio. All right, we're going to continue around with Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh. A weird look. All right, Michael is in North Ridgeville. Michael answered 5 questions a minute ago. How did you do?
Michael got 4.
Oh,
wow.
You got 4.
Oh,
my goodness.
You're good, Michael.
Nice job.
Four.
Pressure.
It's true.
Pressure's
so really on. Kind of 4 of 4. Nice job. Absolutely. All right. 4 or 5 questions. We're going to ask Jen the same 5 questions, and here we go. Question number 1. Timothy Chalamet discussing his relationship with Kylie Jenner in a new Vogue cover story, and he hinted that starting a family could be in his future. Does Timothy Chalamet have any children? Yes or no?
No.
That would be correct. Question number 2. Grammy nominations are coming out today. Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel Roan, and many more are going to be announcing the nominations on a live stream starting at 11 a.m. Obviously, we'll have all those details Monday morning on the show. Which of these is not a Sabrina Carpenter song? Please, 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 Sports Car or Espresso?
Sports Car.
That would be correct. Question number three, rock and roll induction ceremony happening tomorrow night, but in L.A. You can watch it all on Disney Plus starting at 8 p.m. Name any band, group, solo artist that was inducted in last year's class.
I don't know. Oh, my God. Don't do that to me. I don't know. I can't think. That's a terrible question. Because of the timer. That is so panic-inducing, and I still can't think of anyone.
Hands on the forehead, Michael, just so you know. Hands are on her forehead right
now. Please tell me. Just read them to me.
Cher. Ozzy Osbourne. Mary J. Blige, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang,
All right.
And A Tribe Called Quest.
Thank you, Tim.
Represent. Question number four.
God.
I'm going to hear about this, aren't I?
I hate that question. I mean, it's a really good question. It's a great question. I hate it, though.
Monday, I'll say name two.
Don't. Of the-
Question number four. The first trailer is out for Michael. It's the upcoming Michael Jackson biopic starring his real-life nephew that will be released April 24th, 2026. Now, Michael Jackson was how old when he passed away? Your guess needs to be within 2 years of that age.
52!
He was 50. 50 years old, 52, within the two-year time frame. Question number five.
Jenny, do you have to get this one or you don't win?
Thanks, Stevie.
Name any band.
Don't.
Group.
Don't.
Solo artist.
Also, you started
inducted into
that,
the last class.
And immediately I start thinking about this year's. So then my brain is already on that path. So then I had to go.
I don't think she's going to like this question either. So good luck.
Spoiler alert.
Dang it.
Question number five. Netflix just dropping the teaser for Stranger Things Tales from 85. So it's a brand new spinoff described as, and as here's the quote, in the winter of 1985, where the original characters must fight new monsters and unravel a paranormal mystery. Give me just one of any of the top five highest grossing movies of 1985.
Back to the Future.
That was number one.
What, really?
That was number one. You had Beverly Hills Cop.
I can have
You had Rambo First Blood Part 2. And how about Cocoon?
I cannot believe I just got that.
So where are we at right now?
We are tied at four.
That means there's a tiebreaker question. So here we go. Michael North Ridgeville, you need to make sure you answer this within the time limit. Jen's going to be writing down her answer at the same time to make this fair. I'm going to go back to question number two. I'm going to go back because the Grammys are a big deal, and we'll be covering that on Monday morning. I want to know, in this year's Grammys, how many total categories are there?
Grammys,
I know. That's why you guess. Here's the timer.
Okay. Writing it down.
I'm going to say
36. Jen Toohey.
Oh, that's so funny. I wrote down 46.
There are 96 categories in this year. It varies from year to year, but this year there are 96 different categories in this year's Grammys.
Wow.
Jen won the tiebreaker, but what a battle. I mean, you can't do much better.
A battle.
Oh.
Man.
Brutal.
Sorry.
That's all right. One of these times, it'll be hashtag mug for Michael. One time, and we'll be happy. Michael, it's good to hear from you, buddy. Thank you for playing the game. We hope you have a great weekend, but you know what you need to say.
Yeah, this is Mike in North Ridgeville, and today I did not Trump Tui.
Lisa's in Cleveland. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Last game of the week. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. You ready to play this round of Trump Tui?
I am.
Great. Good. We are excited. We're excited to have you. Oh, no problem at all. Whenever you are ready, just go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
All right. Jen, will you please leave the room?
I sure will. Good luck, Lisa.
All right, Lisa. We will ask you five questions. As you know, Jen is making her way out of the studio right now. The door is open. The door is now shut. She is in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. Producer Stevie stays in with me. She's keeping track of the score. And obviously, just make sure that you give me the answer within the time limit. There is a timer. When you are done with the five questions, we grab Jen, bring her back in, ask her the same five questions, and we hope that you win the last round of Trump Tui of the week. If so, you're going to get that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. All right, let's get to it. Question number one. So the Toy Hall of Fame inductees have been announced. You have Slime, You have Battleship. You have Trivial Pursuit. They're the newest members. You can see them on display at the Strong Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. What toy do you like more? Slime, Battleship, or Trivial Pursuit?
Trivial Pursuit.
Question number two. By the way, slime is a variety. Sometimes it's real runny. Sometimes it's more like silly putty. Like, my daughter loves slime. And sometimes that is not great.
None of these give toy to me.
Really? Like board games? Yeah, is board games a toy?
I don't consider a board game a toy.
Yeah, that's very fair.
And slime is like an activity.
Oh.
Battleship is a good game, though.
Battleship is a great game, yeah. Question number two. Elle Woods has returned to the Harvard campus. The school posted pictures on Instagram of Reese Witherspoon's visit to the business school for a special event. In which movie does Reese Witherspoon play the role of Elle Woods?
Legally Blonde.
Question number three. In an interview promoting her new film, Die My Love, with Robert Pattinson, Jennifer Lawrence, I love this so much, she admitted that she secretly argues with people online using a fake TikTok account.
You gotta do that.
That's
when you're
amazing.
Famous.
Yeah. Our question to you, who is older? Is it Robert Pattinson or is it Jennifer Lawrence?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Question number four, Hilary Duff finally made her long awaited return to music with a new single, Mature. It's out now. You can take a listen. She revealed that she would never walk away from music entirely and that her comeback was always going to happen. What 2015 TV series marked Hilary Duff's return to acting as Kelsey Peters?
Oh, crap. 90210.
Let's go with 90210 as we move to question number five. So Gremlins, the movie, came out way back in 1984, and it was a huge hit. Gremlins 2, it followed in 1990, was not as big at the box office. Still, Warner Brothers is betting on a third film. The third film of the franchise, Gremlins 3, is going to be hitting in November of 2027. What Christmas song is played during the opening of the movie Gremlins?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town is the answer for question number five that you gave. We're going to see if that's correct. We're going to see how you did on the other four questions, and then it'll be Jen's turn to answer those questions next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hit the note, Jen. Go ahead. Lisa's in Cleveland. She answered five questions a minute ago. That's Friday.
Was that live?
It was
live. I'm too sure.
That's pretty close. Air, right? Pretty close.
Okay.
It's Star 102.
I'm looking at the button to make sure it was on for that.
Good job,
Stevie's
Tim.
Stevie's face. I just love every day she is still in shock.
Uh-huh.
And she's been here a couple of years. So we need to know how Lisa did with her five questions. I'm sorry for doing that right in your ear, Lisa.
That's all right.
Lisa got two.
There you go.
Good job, Lisa.
Two correct today. We're going to see if it holds up. Now we're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. What are you writing down? That cannot be good for me.
No, I just wrote Lisa's score down.
The Toy Hall of Fame, I don't know if you've heard about this, but their inductees have been announced. It's a big deal. Slime, Battleship, Trivial Pursuit are all the newest members. You can see them on display at the Strong Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. What toy do you like more? Is it Slime? Is it Battleship? Or is it that Trivial Pursuit?
Trivial Pursuit. You can't buzz
me
on that.
I'm kidding. That's fine. Absolutely. Question number two.
What's the right answer?
Yeah, what is the right answer?
I don't know. You buzzed it.
We are playing a game that asks questions like that. So, I mean, I don't know. I like this game. That's similar to Trivial Pursuit.
Question number two. Elle Woods has returned to the Harvard campus. So the school posted pictures on Instagram of Reese Witherspoon's visit to the business school for a special event. In which movie Does Reese Witherspoon play the role of Elle Woods?
Legally Blonde.
Question number three. In an interview with, or while promoting her new album, Die My Love, with Robert Pattinson, Jennifer Lawrence admitting she secretly argues with people online using a fake TikTok account.
That doesn't surprise
me. It's amazing.
At all.
Totally fake. Not Jennifer Lawrence. It's a right. totally different.
I bet there's a lot of celebrities that do that. Or at least one to like look at things.
Secretly. And it's not even about them. It's not even comments about them. She's just in comments. Like there's just things she doesn't agree with.
Yeah, she's like arguing over like shows and stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Saying.
That's got to be the best. Who's older? Is it Robert Pattinson or is it Jennifer Lawrence?
Robert Pattinson.
It is. Robert Pattinson is removing to question number four. Hilary Duff has finally made her long-awaited return to music. It's a new single. It's out today. It's called Mature. She revealed that she would never walk away from music entirely and that a comeback was always going to happen. What 2015 TV series marked Hilary Duff's return to acting as Kelsey Peters?
Is that the one you watched?
Why is this all about me?
She was like a New York City lady. It was Hillary Takes Manhattan.
She was so good in this. I love that it's even a fringe.
Wasn't it the one
the
you watched?
In the realm of Pretty
it
Little Liars.
Was the one he watched.
God, I watched this too.
Did you? Younger.
Younger. You loved that show.
She did a great job. That's a very, very good disposable show. Did you watch it, Steve, or you didn't?
No.
I'm the only one on the show.
You're the only one on the show.
I watched the first episode.
Wait, just to clarify.
Question five.
It was what did you say, a 2015 Hillary Duff show?
Not.
Called Younger. And you watched it.
Gremlins.
True or false? You watched it within the past 12 months.
Well, you're not helping me. Oh, is that Lisa did too?
Did you?
That would be true.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that you're a fan of Hillary
you
Duff.
You also watched Pretty Little Liars years after it was out.
Way, that was pathetic. It really was.
I don't. It's a lot of new content out there.
Have you watched XO Kitty yet?
No, but that's in my. It's on my list.
Okay.
Anything else? Are we?
So you're not watching them with
watch
Izzy,
Hot
right?
Frosty yet?
Oh yeah, Hot Frosty. Do that.
I'm not watching Hot
Izzy
Frosty.
That's only a year old. She can't
Izzy
watch Hot
Frosty. Yeah,
Frosty.
I'll get to that in 8 years.
Okay.
Question number five: Gremlins speaking out came out in 1984. Lisa, the heat I take on this show.
Oh please.
Oh please.
Yeah.
Gotta wear shorts in the snow. Gremlins 2 followed, by the way, in 1990. That was not as big of a box office.
I don't remember
original.
That one
exactly.
As much.
No. But still, Warner Brothers is betting on a third film. They're going to put the franchise back on top with Gremlins 3. It's hitting theaters November of 2027. Which Christmas song is played during the opening of Gremlins?
My God, I have no idea. It's Burl Ives.
Oh, I wish. Yeah. It's Christmas. Please, come home by Darlene Love.
Oh, good job.
Have you seen that movie, Stevie?
No.
Final totals.
Lisa 2, Jen 3.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lisa. But you and Tim are twinsies with your show watching habits.
We are. DM us and we'll go back and forth about shows, Lisa. It's very nice to talk about that. All right.
Thank you.
Lisa, thank you for playing. Have a great weekend. But you know what you need to say.
Yes, my name is Lisa and I did not Trump do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.